Project Veritas exposes Ilhan Omar allies in alleged ballot harvesting operation in Minnesota. By Alam Bokhari on September 27, 2020. Project Veritas has released the results of an investigation into alleged ballot harvesting by supporters of Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, a key swing state in the 2020 presidential election. Video footage captured by Project Veritas shows an operative, Liban Muhammad, bragging about collecting hundreds of ballots. "Numbers do not lie. Numbers do not lie. You can see my car is full. All these here are absentee ballots. Can't you see? Look at all these, my car is full," Muhammad can be heard saying in the video. The video also includes testimony from a whistleblower, Omar Jamal, who called Rep. Omar's alleged ballot harvesting an open secret and also discussed an alleged cash for votes scheme organized by staffers of Rep. Omar. "She, Ilhan Omar, will do anything that she can do to get elected, and she, Ilhan Omar, has hundreds of people on the streets doing that," said Jamal. James O'Keefe, the founder and CEO of Project Veritas, said, "Ballot harvesting is real, and it has become a big business. Our investigation into this ballot harvesting ring demonstrates clearly how these unscrupulous operators exploit the elderly and immigrant communities, and have turned the sacred ballot box into a commodities trading desk." O'Keefe said, "We are showing Americans what is really going on in one of our great cities. But, it is not me saying, we have the operatives on tape saying it all themselves." Project Veritas said its investigation found three locations inside Ward 6, a ballot harvesting triangle, where the scheme operates: the Riverside Plaza Apartments, the senior citizen community at Horn Towers, and the Minneapolis Elections and Voter Services office at 980 East Hennepin Avenue, which also functions as a voting location and ballot drop-off site. Jared Edge, the chief legal officer for Project Veritas, said that Muhammad and other ballot harvesters could face heavy penalties for their alleged violations of the law. "The federal laws, 18 U.S.C. Section 597 and 52 U.S.C. Section 10307C, are quite clear," he said. "In the case of 18 U.S.C. Section 597, it is punishable by up to 2 years in prison, and in the case of 52 U.S.C. Section 10307, it's punishable by up to $10,000 in fines and up to 5 years in prison." The Minnesota Statute 211B.131 prohibits paying a person or receiving money to register to vote or to vote, he said. "This is a state felony punishable by more than 1 year imprisonment." Beyond paying voters, there are also state and federal laws regarding intimidation of voters, he said. "The federal laws 52 U.S.C. Section 20511, 18 U.S.C. Section 594, and 52 U.S.C. Section 10307B and the Minnesota Statute 211B.07 prohibit anyone from using undue influence, threats, intimidation, or fraud to influence a person's vote or to influence them to vote at all," he said. "It is also a violation of federal law for anyone who votes for others illegally," he said. The punishment under 52 U.S.C. Section 10307E also goes up to 5 years incarceration and a $10,000 fine, he said. In addition to those statutes, Minnesota has another statute, 211B.113, which makes it a misdemeanor to induce or persuade a voter to vote for or against a candidate while transporting the voter to the polls, he said. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His investigation into big tech, hashtag delete it, big tech's battle to erase the Trump movement and steal the election, is currently available for purchase. The book contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, who explain Silicon Valley's efforts to sway the election from behind the scenes.